Tell me, do you find well, do you get any swampy land up north of town at all? Do you know? I would guess not, but I just wonder.
I don't think so. I can't think of any offhand.
It would all be pretty much south of the fall line. Okay, what do you call a kind of soil that's well, often it's kind of poor soil. It's in that's kind of sandy, and it's part sand, part clay that you might have in the field. You have any special name for that?
But all depends. It all depends. And I'm not exactly sure here that the two terms come to my mind are both from different areas of interest, one geological and one agricultural.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say it's possibly the friable or alluvial.
Hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. You ever hear it called gumbo?
Mm-hmm.
Anything like that? Mm-hmm. This rich black. What about some black mucky soil?
But rich.
Yeah.
Loam.
Loam. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Incidentally, gumbo is used almost exclusively in the South. Well, when I say exclusively in the South, I don't mean that exclusively. And the people that I've talked to as meaning or soup or stew made from okra.
Yeah.
That sometimes okra itself is referred to as gumbo, but that's not considered proper.
Well, that's interesting.
But then come to think of it, I do know of people in the South who refer to okra as gumbo.
Mm-hmm.
But gumbo is more properly refers to the dish which is made and thickened with gumbo and with okra.
I see. People who refer to the plant as gumbo, would that be any particular kind of people?
I don't know, because I've only heard that people do that, but I've never heard of anyone do it.
I see.
I've heard that there are people who call okra gumbo, but I've never heard anyone call it gumbo.
Never actually heard anyone. Okay. If they're taking the water off the marshes, what would you say they're doing to them?
I'd say that they're probably giving mankind another example of how he can rape his environment and despoil natural habitats for wildlife, etc. But then I'd probably say they're draining the swamp. Okay. I'd probably say it very sadly.
Okay.
A little editorializing.
What the hell? Okay, and let me see. I imagine you've already said this somewhere along the line, but the big thing that powers the mills downtown that water runs through, you call that the what? I'm sure we've hit this somewhere along the line.
Yeah, it all depends. I mean, are you talking about like the mill race?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, what I'm talking about
the engine itself.
Or? Well, I'm talking about the basic body of water itself.
The canal.
The canal. Okay.
Yeah, uh-huh.
But I'm sure we've mentioned that. I just want to make sure.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But then you have a mill race. Now, have we talked about this before? I'm not sure.
It seems like we have somewhere.
But I'm not certain if we have.
That the mill race, of course. Now I don't know. That there are a lot of terms, of course, which I have, a lot of words which I have attached to things, and they might not have any real attachment.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't know for sure. It's just like I think of a mill race, for instance, as a deliberate narrowing of the waters to gather speed.
Mm-hmm.
And that I suppose that if it's built, if it's a built mill race,
mm-hmm.
In other words, like say if you've got a dam and then